One Hand Speaks. Hey, hey, my friends. This is Alejandro Anastasio with the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. Humorous, intimate, and enlightening one-handed stories about life and beyond. Day 1, 2019. Happy New Year! The transition year. Old Anxine. All right. That's one of my favorite songs to be heard, and I love hearing it on New Year's. And here we are, 2019, and today is the first day of 2019. It's a Tuesday, and I'm recording my first podcast of the new year. Now, what did I do last night? Well, I actually spent New Year's with my mom. We kicked it at home and just relaxed, had a really good time, and we watched The Potato Drop in Idaho. Yes, that's right. Boise, Idaho has the potato drop. And of course, across the country, all kinds of things are going on. There's, of course, you can't go wrong with watching the ball drop in New York City. In Nashville, they have a big musical note drop down. There's all kinds of weird, wacky drops for the new year. You can Google that, and maybe I'll put a link down in the resources so you can check it out. But here in Boise, Idaho, for the past 6 years, we've been dropping the potato. And that's what my mom and I watched as we rang in the new year, sipping on some Corona, which is one of our favorite drinks to be drunk, to be drunken, drinking, to pull down a good beer with your mom. We had a really good time. It was very mellow. And I enjoyed it. And I love that transition. Simple, easy, smooth. You know, before I started living with my mom, before I started taking care of my mom, when I lived at my martial arts school, and this has been a long-term tradition of mine, which I no longer do, I normally spend New Year's Eve alone, because that's my transition time. And I've trained at a number of dojos way, way back in the past, martial arts schools, Aikido schools, where there was a training from 11:30 p.m. till 12:30 a.m. on New Year's Day. A great transition doing Aikido. But this year just kicked it with my mom. In the past, I spent it alone because that's real contemplative for me. And I simply enjoyed being by myself on New Year's. For me, it was more contemplative than anything else. But all that's changed. I typically spend it with my mom. We've been known to go out. We've kicked it at some pubs late night with people we don't even really know, just having a good time and ringing in the new year. And that's always fun. Always a great celebration. However, a few days before the new year came in, I got a call from my good friend Sean. Now, he's the one that gave me the book I was talking about in my podcast with Stan Lee. What Stan Lee did for me, because as you know, I'm a big superhero fan, sci-fi in general, but I love superheroes. So it was great to hear from my friend Sean. And as we were talking about ringing in the new year, what kind of plans we have, what kind of things we're going to be doing, all that kind of stuff. And he actually asked me to speak about that a little bit on my podcast, like what's coming up and those kind of things. And I even told him I don't normally make resolutions because normally I don't. Now, what I want to say about my good friend Sean and our other very good friend Eric, that I went to college with these guys at Indiana University. They were on the same dorm floor, and I lived with Sean later after that. And you know, I just have such great memories with these guys. We had such a fantastic relationship in college. But then when I left Indiana and moved out west to Seattle, I did 7 years in Seattle from early 1991 until 1997, which was a great time to be living in Seattle. Holy smokes, what a great time to be rocking the Emerald City. However, basically, I just vaporized from the Midwest, and I lost touch with a lot of people, and especially Sean and Eric, which, you know, was unfortunate on my behalf. And somewhere along the line, I'm just telling you this is a side story, somewhere along the line, I heard that Sean was getting married. And he sent me an invitation. I don't know if I got it directly from him or indirectly or someone else called me or something, but I knew he was getting married, and I think I even told him I wasn't going to make it. But then something happened, and I was back in Indiana. And while I was in Indiana, I had completely forgotten that my good friend, Sean, was getting married. And of course, his best man's Eric. So, you know, both of them are going to be down there. I totally forgot about that. And then maybe 2 days before the wedding date, I remembered he was getting married. And I had to do the mad search to find information about where it was at and what was going on and all of that. And somehow I was able to borrow a car. I think I borrowed my brother's car, and I drove. I drove for 4 hours. 4 hours from South Bend, Indiana to, somewhere in Bloomington. I don't even know where it was at. I just know it took me 4 hours to get there. I attended his wedding, and then I drove 4 hours back because I had an obligation that night, and it was tight. But at that time in my life, I was going to so many weddings, and if a friend of mine was getting married, I was going to go, and it just worked out. I made it work, and it was so funny because I just remember it was such a long drive and it was so tight. I had so much going on. I was taking care of my family. I can't remember why I was in Indiana at that time. I think that's when I brought my mom back to Idaho. Yeah, that was so challenging, but I carved out 8 hours. I carved out 8 hours to go see my friend. I drove 8 hours to sit in on a 12-minute wedding. And I remember Sean's wife, Marcia, was a little bummed that I couldn't stay for the party, and so was I, but I had an obligation, and I just made it happen, okay? I drove 8 hours for a 15-minute wedding. That's how much my friend Sean meant to me. It means to me, and of course, seeing Eric, but I just... This is great. I just remember driving up. I was having trouble finding the wedding, you know, and finally I found the location. I was driving up and I could see Sean and Eric talking to some little girl or something. You know, they're just getting ready for their wedding, and I just drove right up on them. I rolled down my window and they looked and they were so stunned. The look on their face was priceless. I will never forget. I will never forget that. And I looked at them and I was like, yeah, that's right. Oh, that moment was golden. And then after that, I really didn't see him that much even after that. It wasn't until about, 4 years ago that I went to Indianapolis to speak at the Indiana Comic-Con that I contacted Sean and I reacquainted with him and Eric. And you know what? It has been so fantastic. And to all my old friends out there who I haven't talked to, you know, let's reconnect, even just a little bit. It means so much. It's so special. And that's what Sean and I spoke about a little bit. And I wanted to touch on that because Sean and Eric, these guys, they are dear, dear, dear to my heart. Got a little Indiana University in there and just long-term life friends, you know. Sometimes you don't need to have a lot of friends. You just need to have a few good ones that you can ride this life with. Ride through this life with, and so be it. There it is. And he wanted some like resolutions when we were talking. He was telling me the story about the book that I got that he gave me that was such a special gift about Marvel, Stan Lee, all that. And because of that, I've been contemplating this podcast and thinking about what am I going to do? You know, normally a lot of my contemplations when I was doing New Year's alone, a lot of them were mostly about the past year, you know, and my Buddhist teacher, Dzogchen Kenpo Choga Rinpoche, gave a Dharma teaching on kind of how to make the jump from 1 year to the next. And it's not just looking at your goals for the future, but it's also looking back at all the good things that you did. You know, what did I do in January of 2018 that was great? What did I do in February of 2018? And really reflecting on that, and of course, looking at the things I need to improve on and projecting into the future. And, you know, basically this whole time frame has been very transitional for me. I mean, creating the podcast, but stabilizing at my day job and pulling back a little bit on professional speaking. I actually did a gig in Russia this year, which was great. I did two podcasts in Russia. But I'm just kind of pulling back, stabilizing a little bit, and really looking at transition stuff, looking at what direction I want to go in, how I want to express myself. Do I want to start a YouTube page? How am I going to work my podcast? You know, I'm looking back at all the good things that I did in 2018. And stabilizing has been the big thing, and getting ready for transition, you know. You got to ground a little bit before you can take off. And then as I look forward into 2019, it is the transition year. You know, I'm going to be moving this year. My mom and I need to find a new apartment. That's going to take a little bit of work, and that's a big transition. It's going to be a little financial shift. That's going to affect me. Another great transition that's coming up is I'm doing more Aikido. I'm going to be teaching an advanced class at Eagle Aikido once a week, and I've been training twice a week. I don't really make resolutions. I mostly do themes or ideals in life. And it really has to do with being more consistent or constantly improving on something. So, you know, one of my big goals is just to be more healthy again. Now, is it a resolution? You call it whatever you want. However it is, you do what you do, the voodoo that you do, you do. But I want to be more consistent. That's a big thing for me. And then I want to improve. I want to be a better designer, graphic designer. I want to work on my technical chops. I want to work on my conceptual design chops and be better at software and turn websites over, you know, and just be more healthy. I mean, that's a really big thing for me right now. Like, it's really been big ever since, you know, especially turning 50, you know, that it's a real, real thing. And I want to be more physically fit. Therefore, I can enjoy doing Aikido more. I can have a stronger body. I can sleep better. I just love being healthy, and I miss being unhealthy. So it's been great training a lot. It's been great supporting the dojo. I got a trip coming up to GI Aikido for the Aikido Bridge seminar that's going on in January. I'm going to be there in a couple, 3 weeks. It's going to be fantastic. And I've been working out more. I'm part of a gym, so that's been fantastic. And my design chops are getting better, but I do need to focus on those. So that's, you know, these are transitional things, trying to make the time and fit the time and do the things. And it's a lot. It's always a lot. But it is a transition year. I stabilized in 2018, and now I'm looking to really make a direction. And as far as professional speaking, like I said, I pretty much took 2018 off. I can't be gone all the time. I can't be on a 3-month Buddhist retreat and then take a bunch of time off to constantly go on speaking gigs. I could, but right now I just want to stabilize. And then I have to really think about how I'm going to move forward as a professional speaker. And in this transition time, podcasting's been really important. It's just been something that I've been working on for like the past 18 months, consistently kicking out my podcasts. And that's been supportive of this transition time that's coming to a head now. No longer am I in stabilization mode. I'm about to be in takeoff mode. And as soon as I acquire an apartment for my mom and I, then I'm going to really start digging deep and figuring out what I'm going to do. So my resolution list or my theme list or my improvement list basically is, you know, don't want to say you know all the time. Basically, my list of things is health. Number two, of course, number one in my life is increasing my positive thinking, working on my pure thinking, increasing my happiness. Number one on the list. Two is health. Want to be more healthy. Three, being more consistent at being healthy and improving my health. And then there's my design chops, working on all that. That's some work. I need to lean into that more deeply. But beyond all of that, I want to have more patience with my mother. And that's been a long-standing theme that I need to work on, because there are some parts of taking care of my mother that I just become very impatient about. It's got nothing to do with her. You know, it's really all my stuff. And that's like most important. Most important. Because even Ikeda Sensei, my martial art instructor, said, "You want to be a good student for me? Take care of your mother." And of course, my Buddhist teacher, Dzogchen Kenpo Choga Rinpoche, we talk so deeply about what it is, the kindness of our mother. So I need to really lean into that and more actively work on that. So those are my big things. And you know what? This year, I got some smaller ones. Like, I want to go to more concerts. I want to get out more. I want to spend more time having fun, going to more shows, and just engaging in more cool, fun, joyous activities. You know, go to more movies, things like that. And just, you know what? Just have more fun. And my aspiration for everyone, for all of you, is to increase your happiness, have more fun, take care of the things you need to do, and simply enjoy life. And I'll let you know more about the things that are coming up and things that I want to do. I got a number of plans, but I'm still slightly in transition mode, so it's about another 2 months before I really take off. I just dig deep and move in the direction that I want to move. So the podcasts are still going to be coming out. I'm going to be trying to do as much as I can, taking care of my mom, having great stories to share. I have a number of podcasts to work on traveling. I know I've been talking about doing more travel podcasts, but I'm contemplating the YouTube page, but it's going to take a little bit of work. Right now, I'm working on a number of websites, malacounters.com, idahomoldavite.com, alejandroanastasio.com, moldavitecrystalgems.com, onehandspeaks.com, all of those. I got to turn all those over, take care of all that, get everything in line, and just be more comfortable moving forward. Happy New Year to everyone. May all your virtuous activities be fulfilled. May you have happiness and the causes of happiness. Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Alejandro with One Hand Speaks. Find me online at onehandspeaks.com and all your social media outlets.